Oh, that was real quick.
Episode 32.
Man, we are. You already know we're live. Okay.
We got episode 32. About to do some introductions. Filling the role of B Black, M Jizzle.
What's your name is?
The least favorite.
There we go.
There we go.
You know, I'm Dad and M here.
She's a Chad coming against a you now.
He get a goddamn curl sponge. Man, he get god damn. Anyway, I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah, I'm finna look like Puma from Black and Crew. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Now
you this shit fucked up.
Now you like them Pumas, the ones that look like they pump.
And you look like George Lopez, but those ones.
We got a special guest tonight in the house, T with Tia, pseudo celebrity. Introduce yourself, ma'am.
Hello, I'm Tia with T with Tia. How you doing?
Hey,
follow her Instagram, sneakers and ass.
what's your IG? And it kiss my kick ass.
Kiss. It is kiss my kicks.
Oh, okay.
With four S's at the end.
I thought it was kiss my ass.
Kiss my kick. Okay. Period.
Period.
Yeah, she got like 100,000 followers. Hey, when are you getting that blue check?
Yeah. You close?
Hey.
When are you getting that blue check?
I haven't even tried.
Give us some background on you. Like, what's your life like?
Busy.
Busy. Exactly. What do you do?
How did you come up with T with Tia?
Yeah, there we go.
Well, apparently, I did a lot of. You know, I did a lot of gossiping or trolling.
You a troll. You call it what it is. You a troll.
So you be stirring the pot.
I'm a professional troll.
Okay.
On my personal page. So somebody was like, you know, you should start like a blog and do this, you know.
It's pretty much, yeah.
So I was like, okay, I want to do something catchy with my name. So uh-huh. I was like, okay, my name's T. I'm like, all right. But someone has actually called me T before. So I was like, all right, T with T is.
So you just messy.
You messy.
Well, no, you
seem
know.
Messy, yeah.
I seem messy?
Yeah.
It's all right, because you come to the right spot.
Yeah, I'm not messy. Chad, shape
I ain't messy. I just tell it like it is.
I'm gonna mess your face up.
That's the best you could do.
So,
right, man, let the Perkinsets kick in. Yeah, like, hold on,
man. But we do thank you for being here.
I appreciate you for inviting me. I'm excited to be here.
We got
and they have Hennessy, my favorite.
Yeah, oh yeah.
She's about to be asleep by the end of the episode. So,
ooh, boy.
Who phone that is?
Turn your phone.
I think it's your laptop.
It might be my laptop.
Kick ass about to get
all that.
Ooh, if I mute my laptop, would it be able to hear us?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. How do that?
I don't know. That's the wrong nigga.
We got
put that shit on. So,
closed okay. On Sunday.
Ooh.
Yeah, my Chick-fil-A.
Then my notification.
All right, you chill them out.
All right, how am I do that?
Just turn the volume down on the laptop.
Okay.
Yeah. Something.
That's all you
got
to do.
Justin, what you got for us? Justin Rant Part 6.
Man, look. So I went to the State Fair the other day.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm
a little drunk. It was like the worst experience of my life. Like, because I fucking hate kids. You know? Like, and I just feel like you have to be at a certain age to like go to the State Fair. If you ain't like, if you can't walk,
Don't come.
Yeah.
You can't walk,
don't come. Like, old or young. If you need one of them rascals to get around, stay your little old ass at home too. Like, I'm sick of my fucking Achilles been hurting for 3 days fucking with that goddamn fair. I've been hit with a stroller, a rascal, a motherfucker, man, everything, man. I was sick of. I was there for like 3 hours, and that was the worst.
Should have hit your pussy out with a turkey leg.
With a turkey leg, yeah. I tried to get that crack and cheese turkey leg, but the line was so long.
Did you get that little Krispy Kreme burger?
Nah, man. It didn't hit right the first time I had
what
it.
What and cheese? What?
Crack and cheese. It got mac and cheese and barbecue inside a turkey leg. Yeah.
I just
what?
Got the regular turkey leg. How much was the turkey leg? Like $15?
Like I said, I saw that line and said, fuck it. And then, like I said, I keep having to fucking walk around strollers and them little baskets in Walmart and all the rides. I just got
so
tired
you,
of
I mean, I can understand. I can definitely understand your frustration. Like, having to go to the state fair four times, like it's your first time. Like, you go to the state fair four times, you gotta act like it's your first time each time because you were a different bitch. Like, I
ride the bike every day.
I went to the fair one time. I went one time.
You paid for a lot of parking.
Oh my God.
You got that.
Like, you probably parked in the same spot all four times. You find that one little clutch spot.
Hey, you know what? It's, hey,
y'all niggas is funny.
Y'all can park. We can park right here. We'll be straight. It ain't that far of a walk.
Shit.
Like, you done built a relationship with a nigga that lived beside the shit and parked in his front yard.
If you thought I was going to spend, it was $20 when I parked. If you thought I was going to do that four or five times.
You paid $20 a park?
Yeah, but it was close to the fair. Oh, shit. I want that parking ride.
I'm wearing the handicap with all the handicap stickers. All
right, so you paid $20 a park.
4 days.
Now, question for you. Did anybody go with you? Did you bring a woman to the fair?
No.
You went with your little sister?
Nah, so I went.
And you met up with somebody.
And I met up with people.
Yeah. Okay.
Did they have one of the strollers? That person had a kid?
Nah, cause I would have hopped on the back of that motherfucker.
My problem with people in strollers, bro, is the kids be 6'2".
Just dragging. Let little S.A. walk then.
Like, 12 years old. Really could walk.
They be 12 years old, 6'2". Yeah. He's scraping the fucking ground. Pushing a little motherfucker in the stroller.
Right.
I actually went to the state fair last year and seen, like, kids on leashes. Like, I didn't know that was a thing.
White people do that.
White people.
Put a kid on the leash.
The white people.
On the leash. Like, one of them, I seen the nigga go to the bathroom, but he's tying his kid to the tree. And said, wait right here.
Like a dog. Yeah. I mean, he was snapping too. Man, I don't think it's like one of them things like homecoming. I don't know if I'm going back.
You going back.
Man,
because we going back.
I say that every year. Hey, I ain't going to homecoming. Fuck
what time y'all
it's
leaving?
What's the point? Homecoming.
11 o'clock.
Fuck that.
What school did you go to?
Elizabeth City State.
The greatest.
Where you go at?
I went to Fayetteville State. Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that.
You went to UNC.
No. Yeah.
That shit disgusting.
Fayetteville State, Bronco Fry.
All right, cool. What's the topic? So what we,
all right, so we first topic is we on kids, Skylar Diggins.
That bitch crazy.
She played a whole entire WNBA season.
Okay,
pregnant.
Let's start this. Let's start right here. It's 12 games.
Like,
it's okay.
It didn't hurt.
But she had to though.
For 8.
Why she had to?
Because for one, you know, women in the United States do not get maternity leave. So it's like, okay, don't tell them I'm pregnant because they're not going to pay you for maternity leave. That's really kind of
messed up. Who don't get paid for maternity leave?
Women in the United States. Maternity leave, it's our personal time. Like, they don't necessarily give
us. My she got $75 a game. She could have probably sat there.
You know what I mean? She got endorsement deals. She could have sat. She signed the Rock Nation. Yeah.
Jay-Z would have took care of the kid.
Yeah.
He do everything else.
Right. He got 21 out of jail.
Got niggas out of jail.
My thing is, ain't they supposed to walk and shit and exercise? I remember one time I went to Planet Fitness. I seen an 8-month-old pregnant bitch or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? She was pregnant by 8 months. And she was doing a little shit like this, or she was just.
And that's healthy for them, though.
She got to exercise the poison for the delivery.
The push out.
Doctors encourage you to continue your activity. Like, don't stop doing what you're doing. If you're dancing or playing basketball or working out, continue to do that.
So dancing isn't stripping? Just dancing.
Let me ask a question. So she played basketball. So what if a ratchet joint that fight all the time go out and fight? And that's what she do.
But.
Like, with would you, okay, so would you let your man with your kid in the arm go out and fight niggas?
No.
Why not? It's about the same thing.
That's the point he's trying to make. Like, what if, like, a bitch, like, she just enforced her, elbow right there in the gut.
And she bleeding on the court.
She'd have had a miscarriage.
She knew the risk she was running for playing, you know, while pregnant. I personally wouldn't have done it, but I see why she did it.
Of course, man.
Like, I feel like that baby's gonna come out looking like Big Dave. Like, whatever. Baby gonna come out 6'8".
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But she's not even on top. But my thing is, like, they play, like, what, 30 games? I think the highest paid player in the WNBA is, like, $100,000. I think that's
after bonuses.
No, I mean, like, I think the highest salary is, like, she's not even
they need to give her 150 because she got child support.
For them little baby dolls. That shit crazy.
Like, I don't understand how was dating a woman, right? For those who don't know who Brittany Griner is, she's a woman that got married to a woman The woman had a kid through artificial insemination, the little turkey baster.
Yeah.
Right? And then the marriage ain't work out, but they told her she had to pay child support.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard it is to pay child support making $40,000 a year?
Facts.
Not me personally, but I'm sure Brittany is going through it.
Because you don't take care of your kids.
No, not at all.
You just like that other nigga.
Michael Jordan meme.
Yeah.
What other nigga?
Oh. Oh.
Michael Jordan's
worth
$1 billion, so.
Yeah, but honestly, I don't see a problem because, like I said, the game, the season's 12 games. Like it really is. Like she,
hey, you can simulate them joints though.
Right, exactly. I know the season starts. Next thing I know, they in the playoffs. That shit crazy to me. Like, like the same. It'd be the same season. Like I mean, it'd be fall.
That shit. Like, not for
real. They just playing.
The season, we not bad.
The season was 3 weeks.
It feel like it, bro.
They do an AAU tournament. We're not bashing WNBA.
I am.
But women don't even watch the WNBA.
No, it's not interesting. It's not interesting.
Exactly.
Yeah, because you don't want to watch layups.
360 layups. Yeah.
Well,
they don't even do that.
Alley-oop three.
I mean,
pointers.
Honestly, I don't even watch the NBA until the finals. So,
yeah.
I
mean,
but and it has to be literally the finals. Like, the race to seven.
Yeah,
that's the only time I watch it.
And that ball.
You probably just watch games. That ball.
I watch literally the final. I don't watch going to the finals. I literally watch the finals.
That's
period.
Crazy.
These bitches hoop with a baseball. Like.
If they lower the rim about 8.5 feet,
that shit is
they start
too.
Dunking on each other.
Yeah, you think they got enough coordination?
I don't. They got to practice.
Man,
Fisher Price, bro.
I guess, man. Anyway.
Hey, y'all got to stop this.
I'm going to the WNBA game next year.
I bet front row seats $42.
They practically give away, like, all female sport tickets, they practically give those away.
What female sports?
Like basketball. Like
that's
they,
it.
They
that's
practically it. Give those so, tickets away.
Niggas ain't going to watch tennis, baby.
So, I'll go see Serena thick ass.
She trash now.
Oh, shit.
No, she not.
Yeah, she been losing. So, she been on a loser streak.
So.
Especially with that white man.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was in her Avenue City. She losing it.
Yeah. She's still thick.
She still thick, though.
Put my tongue out, but.
She'll break it off.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
As I said, I'm cheese. Not responsible for
anything. Anyway.
All right.
You are responsible.
I'm not responsible for anything they say.
You are a part of this.
So, you agree. You don't care that she did it.
I think it was weird to come out with it, but yeah, it was. I don't care. Yeah,
I just hate that they compared it to Michael Jordan's flu game.
Like, not the same.
Exactly.
I mean,
I feel like the flu is worse.
What? They've been raining. They've been raining before.
Have you?
No.
All right, then.
But still, my friends have been pregnant, and I don't think it's compared to.
I don't
the flu.
Think you understand when men get sick. It's like the world comes to an end. Like.
Okay, women, but have you ever been pregnant?
It feels like it.
Shit. I seen him was going to the bathroom about 4 hours.
He like, let that no, bitch go. I have friends that have been pregnant, and it takes a lot on your body. It's a whole toll on your body.
I get that, but the thing is, for her to play during that time.
That's a lot.
No, what I'm saying is, she obviously won't that pregnant, is what I'm saying.
Not that pregnant? Yeah.
Didn't say how long she was, though.
I mean, you're right. She played the whole season pregnant. But when you have another human in your body, that takes...
It was a seed at best. Like a lima bean. It was a lima bean.
It didn't say how long it was.
Because we would have been... We would have synced it.
I would have synced it.
Actually, I know people who carry 9 months don't even know they're pregnant.
I know somebody...
I know one chick that...
Double G.
It happens. So every woman is different. It don't necessarily show. So...
Brenda's had a baby.
Was in the party drinking, sucking dick on a Thursday. And Friday she gave birth. Yeah. I was like, what is going on?
Yo, oh my God.
That happened.
That's a true story.
Yeah. She said she felt like she had to take a shit.
But I feel like Skylar did what she had to do because she knew that if she would have said, hey, I'm pregnant, they would have benched her. Like,
and like
they do
like,
it a lot though. They don't do it a lot, but like
it's not fair. Yeah. And then I feel like women should get maternity leave. Like it should be paid. we shouldn't have to use personal time for that.
Who said women don't get maternity leave anymore?
No, women get maternity leave, but it's your personal time.
A lot of companies have like FMLA and shit like that.
FMLA is not the same as maternity leave.
The company I work for,
you can use FMLA when you're pregnant.
Yeah, but it's not the same as maternity leave. So maternity leave should be paid. You need at least 6 weeks.
Yeah, and a lot of places you can get up to 12 weeks of FMLA before you even have to file for short-term
disability.
Yeah, but FMLA
has to be approved. And FMLA, pregnancy normally does not fall under that.
That's weird.
My brother's girlfriend, she just got 4 months of maternity leave.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
And depending on if you and whoever your baby daddy is, if y'all work for like the state, you can share your time. Like, I know I used to be a teacher, so a guy gave his maternity leave all to his wife. So she was out for longer than 6 weeks.
Men don't get maternity leave.
Men do get maternity leave.
They get paternity leave.
Yes, they do.
Somebody said pregnancy
does fall under FMLA, though.
So I'm
but it would behoove you, you know.
They do it now.
Just give it to your wife. She needs more time out.
She ain't getting shit.
Okay.
We're gonna have to get back to work.
So you're not gonna give your wife maternity leave? No. So you can use it?
Yeah. I feel like men go through just as much as women when they get pregnant.
You think so?
Yeah, men feel symptoms. Men also have the burden, the financial pressure can run you slam into the ground.
So does your penis dilate 10 centimeters? Yeah. I'm just saying, like, you said you go through the same amount. Like, have you actually witnessed a birth?
My penis ain't even 10 centimeters.
Thanks. Like, mine ain't with it. Oh, God. I ain't fucking with it. Yeah.
So,
okay.
On the subject of pregnancy, so,
rest in peace.
I'm going to start with you, Justin. Uh-huh. So, you got a woman. Y'all together or married, whatever the case may be, y'all have kids. The kid is in between the age of 9 and 13 years old, and she comes to you and says, "This baby ain't yours."
I'm calling my sister. She's stomping that bitch out on sight.
Bitch and baby dead.
Yeah. The baby dead.
The baby too?
The kids?
I thought the kids. Yo! Yo! Bitch,
yo.
And the baby
dead.
Okay.
Yo. Right. So.
But now, like, real talk, though, like, the bitch gotta go, bro. Is this my bitch?
This is your, like, this is your woman. The whole entire time you thinking this baby yours, and she's telling you.
I'm at least putting it in a headlock, bro.
A headlock?
At least, bro. Like, that shit, I've been taking care of y'all.
9 years and you found the baby's
not yours? Yeah. So, I'm saying, okay, well, let me switch it for you. So you're with your man the whole time, y'all together 10 years, but he has a 9-year-old you don't know about, and he comes and tells you. How do you take that?
I'm fighting everybody.
How long?
If we're together 10 years and you come to me and tell me you have a 9-year-old.
We'll say a
7-year-old. That's even worse.
Because a 9-year-old, I could have maybe knocked this bitch out right before I met you.
Right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But like 7, no, you got some explaining to do.
I mean, shit happens.
Yeah.
No, shit don't just happen.
I busted a slot in the corner.
The sock swole up.
The sock pregnant. I was like, wow.
Had a baby doll.
Nah, I had a booty.
Y'all, let me show. It's literally not just me. Let me try to show you.
Baby Timber.
Oh my God.
But nah, that's somebody gotta get beat up, and so like, I'm gonna call my sister.
So when I had this conversation with the mother of this woman and some other people, it was like, cooler heads gotta prevail. Like, do you know that's temporary insanity? Like, if you were to come to me and say, "Hey, this kid's not yours,"
all right.
So if I kill you, I can plead.
You can plead that. You're gonna be in a mental institution, but you can plead it.
I might have to kill you.
It ain't too many other ways around it.
Right.
Violence has to occur.
It has to. Like.
Y'all tell me what y'all think.
I can't get, I'm going to be mad. Because that's 100%. 10 years. Financially, I've been taking care of both of y'all.
Hold on, it was 10 years.
The kid is 9. In between the age of 9 and 13. So
and you find out after 10 years, it's not yours.
You find in between those ages, you recently find out. So if the kid is 13, you just found out.
And fuck that, and fuck that bond we built. Fuck that okay. kid.
All of that. Yeah.
So, you just, so you just completely just wipe the kid out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know what y'all think.
Yeah, I really will.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm on the jail anyway.
You've been together for what? You say you've been together for 10 years?
You've been together, so... The baby is, or the kid is nine, in between the ages of 9 and 13.
Okay.
The whole time you think it's yours.
All right.
And at that age.
Then you find out. After 13 years? Yeah. All right. Your kid is 9 to 13. You find out after 13 years the child's not yours. I want to know what y'all would do. So go ahead and comment because I want to know. That's interesting.
As, so y'all don't get confused. We're running two shows at once right now.
Yeah.
So look, hey, I read a quick article this week about somebody in Massachusetts, like somebody in some like kind of political position.
George he, Bush.
No, but this nigga decided the word bitch is way too offensive.
I've seen that.
Right?
It depends on who's coming from, but
he
okay.
said the word bitch is way too offensive, and he put in a proposition, a bill, to where the word, you know, calling somebody a bitch could possibly land you jail time.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you, dig me a grave right now.
I mean, I feel like the word bitch is next to nigga, because it's like a slippery slope. Huh? It's like the word nigga. So it's yeah. like a lot of controversy with that. Like who can say it, who can't say it. Same thing with bitch. Like if I call my friend a bitch, it doesn't mean the same
that
as
I
some.
Can do
yeah, but right. bitch. Yeah, y'all do that.
So
a lot.
It's like
yeah.
a different. Like bitch. Let me tell you.
And I'm,
so what
it's
you,
very
so
different.
What you're saying is context.
Context, yes. It depends on who's saying.
But
it.
But context is also and like is also subjective.
Like right. what else is subjective?
Right.
Get the fuck out. So rape is subjective?
We're not going to talk about that. That's a more serious conversation.
All right. Yeah. Well, on a different day. On a different day.
Yeah. Right. And let me just say.
We're going to come back to that.
Before niggas think I'm out here like.
Raping people.
Approving rape or raping people. I in no way, shape, form, or fashion.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Let me let the people see who you are.
Big Daddy.
Coming to you live. Yeah.
But in no way, shape, form, or fashion do I think rape is a good thing. I mean, it's anybody that rapes somebody should go to jail for life. Probably should be executed.
On the firing squad. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, firing squad. I was about to say lethal injection, but nah. Uh-huh. We could put a couple in his head. That's
not yeah. right. You line up. You'll volunteer, won't you?
Yeah.
All right.
But my thing is, like, if bitch becomes illegal, I can see me getting life right
yeah,
now.
Me too.
I've said bitch on this podcast.
Illegal?
At least a million times.
That's what the bill is.
Yeah, he said it's defamatory and...
It's punishable up till jail time, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
His stance is how damaging...
All right, y'all stop calling people bitches because you get jail time for that.
How
apparently.
Damaging the word is to women and whatever the fuck women
fuck them. Yeah. Oh my God, fuck them.
Like...
Stop calling female bitches.
This country is way too sensitive.
It is. Like,
I mean, we already on the epidemic of the whole nigga thing. Like,
it ain't about niggas.
I'm gonna tell you who's sensitive.
Who, Donald Trump?
No, let's talk about Always.
Oh shit.
Oh, they definitely.
First of all, no, they some punks. They some punks.
As a somebody who went through the surgery, Chad, like, what in the world?
Whoa.
You ain't seen his titties.
I want to follow that shit with
I put a
wait, you had your dress.
Don't you ask me that bullshit.
Okay, you had your dress sinus surgery?
No. So, but for real.
That's about it. Don't try to...
His dick and clit.
I'm weak. Okay, all right.
So,
I'm weak.
To my understanding... My bad.
Yeah.
Strike it from the record.
Your dick is on Google.
It ain't on Google. It's off.
You look.
It's gone. Again.
Hey, somebody,
I'm
hey,
not
look,
responsible
somebody,
for anything
somebody
they say.
Was about to press charges and some cops got involved.
It was her name. Go see y'all. See that.
Oh, the other training. Anyway.
What?
But.
Okay.
back
the Always thing. To my understanding, some people who were transitioning wanted the Venus logo removed.
Yes, non-binary.
And the word women removed off always products. Mm.
And if I'm not mistaken, this is pertaining to women that are...
They were born women, but they identify men.
Yeah. Right. So...
Then
everybody knows
get your pussy removed.
They're always hold on. Everybody knows that always products are for women.
Right.
There are always have. There were alternate products that do the same thing without women on there.
Dollar General.
And all it said is pads.
Yeah.
With a
great
a
value.
Z. With a Z.
Yeah. Equal.
I see. Food Line made tampons. Like
Home 360.
What's your problem?
Yeah. So. My thing is, like, everybody says it's not a big deal that they're removing it. Why is it a big deal to keep it on there? We know it's for women. They know it's for women. When they were women, they were using it.
So, I mean, technically, there still are women, but they identify as male.
They don't call them women.
That's
their
fucking problem. That's their fucking problem.
I mean, they go by the pronoun of he.
He, his.
But they still kept
you
their vagina.
Like, you got a whole box under you.
This is the episode.
They had the option of
removing.
Can we
remove the bullshit for a second?
Yeah.
No, we...
Can we just cut the shit for a second?
This is what we do.
First of all right. The only time you a nigga in my eyes is when you disrespect me, because I'm punching the dyke bitch in the mouth. Like,
yeah.
If you want to be a nigga, that's the time I'm going to treat you like a nigga. Any other time, he's a bitch. Like, let's just make that clear, right?
And so here's where I get a little weirded out. Well, not weirded out. So I'm at my grandma's house today, and my grandma said she saw a fucking commercial. Well, a little boy said, give me a pad or whatever.
So I saw that commercial. That was kind of weird.
It was when she told me that. I said, "Grandma, are you playing?"
So this is what we doing with our kids,
right? And my grandma, like I said, my grandma had some interesting shit to say about it. I ain't gonna say it.
Please,
my grandma
should have brought her up.
Oh yeah, my grandma's the realest nigga I know. Please, no cap. And she was just like, "This is what's fucking wrong with the world. Like this shit that you're pushing on kids." She was like, "That little boy on that commercial couldn't have been no older than 12, 13 years old." You know
right.
what I mean? So we already have people who say. You shouldn't even give your child a gender when it comes out to pussy because
have the choice.
They don't have a choice to choose if they're male or female, which I think is the stupidest fucking
thing ever.
I'm about to ask
my followers.
Yeah. But like, it's just like, I don't, like I said, this probably get us canceled in about 4 years when we blow up. I can see.
Oh yeah, we ain't getting rich. As soon as they offer us the contract, you say this?
Exactly.
You gotta recant.
Right.
You know, they
and
really be like
back
going
to
back
podcast.
And like, they will pull up your pads real quick.
Yeah, like, especially if Kevin Hart can go to get kid up the Oscars for saying...
I hit my son with a dollhouse.
Yeah,
with
a dollhouse. Yeah. We'll get canceled for saying, you's a bitch. But I mean, I just think it was very unnecessary. And very it shows, like I said, that we try to cater to them way too much. Like, are they really that strong that they can take out everything?
I mean, I'm asking my followers
it's
right
it's
now.
It's really like 12 of them, but they got a strong presence in the United States.
He says 12.
Yeah. Rosie O'Donnell.
Ellen DeGeneres. Steve Harvey.
Ellen cool, though.
And somebody mad at Ellen, too.
Ellen is the poster child for the LGBT community.
Ellen her, too.
Ellen, like,
I love
Steve
her.
Harvey. She don't really
Steve
try to
Harvey,
shove that yeah. people.
That's what I'm saying. I love
like
Ellen,
that.
But she's like the poster
speaking
child.
Speaking of shoving it in people's face,
oh.
So...
About saying,
pause.
You horny.
So
this is getting shut
okay.
Face, though, yeah.
I sent y'all the book Gay BCs for Kids.
Gay BC?
You ain't seen that?
So it's
Gay BCs for Kids.
Language for the community. The Bonefish Grill community for kids.
Right.
Between the ages of 4 and 8. Now, when I was in school, you couldn't take sex ed until you were like 11 or 12.
11, yeah. Fifth grade, yeah.
So
I didn't know about sex ed in high school.
You didn't take puberty in elementary school?
No.
We're the same age. I'm pretty sure.
That's why you freaked
you.
Out. Okay.
Are you sure we're the same? How old are you?
I'm 30.
I'm 32.
Oh, yeah. So...
We took it in fifth grade.
We did.
In North Carolina.
So,
I have like to say where
we
I
We had DARE.
We had
we were against drugs in fifth grade.
Yeah, your parents didn't sign the permission slip.
That's what it was. You
was in the library.
Yeah, so
my mom is probably watching right now.
Yeah,
mom, why didn't you sign the permission slip?
So yeah, you had to sign off on a waiver,
right,
to go to sex ed with this Gay BC's book.
Is that the class they put the condom on the banana?
They didn't put no condom on a banana.
They used a real dick.
They just pretty much taught us what a scrotum was, and then it hang when it's
warm, and it come so up to your body. So you learned about orgasms and everything?
Nah, not wet dreams and shit. Not really orgasms.
So with the Gay BC's book,
I've never heard of Gay BC's. But
this is real.
This happened. Yeah.
So they had a drag queen reading to 4 to 8 year olds.
Okay, I saw that. In the library. I remember that.
My kid ain't going to that school.
So, they sent no permission slip home. They sent nothing notifying the parents that this was going on.
So basically,
your kid showed up, go to the library, RuPaul waiting for you.
But guess what's going to happen, though? Like, let's just say they did send the permission slip home.
Y'all answer my question. I asked you a question.
The trannies, transsexuals, or whatever you want to call them, them niggas. We'll get offended that you sent the permission slip home, and then it's a whole big thing. Then.
It is.
And that will be bigger than the fact that they were reading to 4 to 8 year olds.
They turned 32 little kids into faggots.
So,
I told you, 32.
If you want to educate them, whatever the case may be, please give me the option for my kid to attend the class. Or the session.
It's fucking wild.
Whatever you got going on.
This is the top result.
Yo, Bixby won.
All I'm saying is the option has to be available. The same way the sex ed option is available.
Right.
Let me send my kids to talk to RuPaul or Bruce Jenner. Whoever you got reading that.
His name Bruce. His mama named him Bruce.
I'm gonna call him Bruce. And RuPaul.
What's his now name? I forgot.
Caitlin, Miley
Cyrus.
Yeah. No,
same shit.
Caitlin, Miley Cyrus.
Caitlin,
same thing. Okay.
So
T.I. coming after us. Bruce Jenner.
Dwayne Wade.
Who is Dwayne Wade? Yeah.
You talking about his little daughter?
I did not talk about.
Hey, you said the joint. The joint said Queens. His son was definitely in the joint.
Oh yeah, my queen.
He not mad at it though. God. I mean, live how you want to live.
Not fast.
He made too much money for his kid to be acting like that.
Yo, that nigga, Magic Johnson. About to be an analyst.
Who is he?
An analyst.
I think talking about that.
Bro, you wild.
I said an analyst.
But that's dope though. He deserves it.
Anyway, Dwayne Wade, right?
Yeah, I'm talking about Dwayne Wade, not that little boy.
Okay, queen.
Look.
Tia, how do you feel about this? The always, all of it. Start with the always.
Okay, so how I personally feel. I mean, this is transgender women who were born women, but they don't identify as women. So I feel like, for one, always is not the only product that's out there. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, there are many other options. So if you have an issue with them using the Venus symbol, using the product. I mean, it's literally that simple.
Or we'll get a piece of sponge.
I mean, or you can free bleed. They had a whole free bleed movement. Like, if you are not, I mean, if you are going to identify as a male, why don't you just go all the way through with it?
Piece of tissue.
Why not go ahead and finish the whole surgery? Like, why do you want to change what was already in place? And a lot of people say, oh, wasn't it serious? You didn't notice it before. But I can say the same thing for them. Like, nigga, like, you've been having a period all your life. So now that you're identifying as male, you want to change it?
I know y'all see the Bounty paper towel commercials. Them bitches absorb.
You fold that bitch 3 times.
Yeah.
So I really felt like it was completely overboard. And after I was, like, doing my research and reading, like, always claims that they were just, you know,
trying to cater to.
Yeah,
they're trying to get, they don't want to lose no money. That's really what
right, but they're losing money because cool, women are now boycotting always. Like, why are you changing? Even though the rapper goes in the trash. So it's like, why does it matter?
You know what's crazy, though?
What's crazy?
If you and I and MJ and Justin all own that company always, we'll probably remove this shit from it too.
Because you don't want to be named homophobic.
No, not that. We don't want to lose no money.
And that's the what. That's the bottom line.
But who is your main audience though?
But you know what?
Pusses.
Women.
No pusses.
See now.
Yeah.
This no, might sound a little controversial. This is gonna be controversial. But who pushes the LGBT community the most?
White people.
Not women. Well, women.
No.
Women.
Just white people.
Y'all have y'all friends. Women. Yes, blah, blah, blah. And you got little Zaire Wade cat walking out here.
Yeah, with pink leggings.
But I feel like, okay, when you, like, okay.
Now it's backfiring.
I understand that they're saying, you know, like.
LeBron James going to
women
the
who don't identify as women, you know, they still have their period because they made a choice not going all the way.
You're still a woman.
Yes, but they don't identify as a woman. They do not. They did not go through with the surgery. I read the tweets, you know, and they tweeted like, "Hey, you know, a lot of your customers, we know that don't identify as women, but they still have the period." So it's like they are offended by having the Venus on there. So
right, I it's like that's just about as bad as Tank saying you can suck two dicks and get away with it.
That's not what happened. That ain't what happened.
Tank said
he slurred.
I got Tank's back 1,000%. Let's go.
If you
top
a nigga off twice, you ain't gay.
No. Okay, hold on. First of all, we live in a hypocritical world. Can we all agree to that?
Okay.
No.
We can't?
It is
very hypocritical.
However, like, we can progress this conversation.
But why is it that females can explore in their sexuality, but men cannot? Like, I don't understand that. Like, a woman can decide if she wants to eat some kushi, want to kiss, whatever.
You know why?
She may not like it. So does it make her gay or lesbian? What is, I don't understand.
It's because the vagina is in. The dick out. It's out. Like, it's dick out. Like,
okay, so.
Once a dick touch your mouth or butt, it's.
But okay, so.
You a lady. You a lady.
With a female may want to experiment and see if she's bisexual. So if a guy decides he wants to
explore, there's no such thing as bisexual for men.
Why can't a guy explore his sexuality?
Once a dick touch mouth or butt, it's a gay.
No, I don't agree with that.
Yeah,
so like, why can't a man explore?
Question for you. Would you be with a man that sucked the dick twice? How about that?
Yeah.
No, she wouldn't.
You watch Insecure?
No. Let her answer the question. Yeah. Would you be with a man? Can you stand at the altar with a man?
And you watch them do it.
He said, I do. Hey.
Can you stand at the altar with a man?
No, my thing is, if a guy, like, okay.
Can you be with a man that sucked dick twice? Answer the question, yes or no.
Or once.
Once.
No. Why y'all gonna be like, this is not fair? This
it is fair.
It is fair.
This is
you're sitting here defending Tank.
Because, okay, first of all, I don't think Tank is gay.
Tank a faggot.
First of all, I think the
he's done.
No, I think the conversation a lot of times with women, and I'm a woman, so I can speak for a woman. A lot of times with women, we go to the extreme to prove our point.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I watched the whole interview. A lot of times, you know, females try to make their point. Uh-huh. And I watched the whole interview. A lot of times, people don't watch the whole interview. She was trying to make a point that if a nigga lies once, then he is a liar. And Tank was not agreeing with that. So she came up with the brilliant idea. Okay, so if a nigga sucks dick twice, does that mean he's gay?
Yeah.
If a nigga lie twice, he a liar. Okay. How can I trust? Okay, so you tell me two lies and the truth. I don't know if that truth is a lie.
But does that
so
mean
you a liar?
But does that mean you're always a liar?
Yes.
Okay, but
you are labeled as a liar.
So you're single, but you've been in a relationship before, right?
Yes.
Nigga ever lied to you?
Yes.
He was a liar after that, right?
You didn't believe that.
Yeah, you didn't believe shit he said after that.
I mean, it was hard to trust that, you know, moving forward
because
he lied before.
He's a liar.
But that's the point. The point she was trying to make is like, once a liar, always a liar.
Hey, what she say? We ain't talking about chicken.
Once a liar, always a liar.
Hold on, back up. Black men don't cheat.
We don't.
Niggas cheat. Black men don't. Okay. Niggas
do. I just leave her.
Like, you was probably with a dark-skinned Dominican.
Yeah, but like, my thing is, like I said, men, it's a double standard. Men can't explore their sexuality.
And you know what? Thank you for saying
I don't want to. Two, like, I might get my ass ate before, but that's a different.
You're a fan.
Like,
but why is it a double standard? My thing is, Why does that make Tank gay? Because my thing is, he was really just going along with the...
I feel like he just sucked the dick before.
I feel like I have a...
But he was going with the scenario.
I feel like I have a gay best friend.
Oh, God.
Justin,
oh,
his
you
best friend.
Nah,
you got your ass ate, bro. I love you to death.
Okay, but why can't men? Okay,
my legs
women enjoy that type of things. Why can't men enjoy that?
You enjoy what?
You had your back arch.
But nah. Oh God! If you like your salad toss, why can't men like that? Okay, I have a question.
Justin
likes
it. Is there not a such thing as a bisexual man?
No.
Why?
No. Only my friends are bisexual. That's just a joke.
Yeah.
Okay, pause, flag on the play. All right.
There's no such thing as a bisexual man.
Why though? Is there such thing as a bisexual female? Why can't it be a bisexual man?
Cause like I said, y'all vagina is there and it's inside y'all. So it's really What got touched? Like, you know what I mean? It got touched, but like it ain't really nothing went in anything.
I know I ain't.
With us, something goes in something. Yeah, so what?
I know I ain't touching the goddamn.
You just knocking on the door. You ain't going through the hallway.
Nope.
But so my thing is like, so with Tank, like it's just like I said, it's a double.
Didn't he lick his lips
when he said it, he slurred. They said, if you suck it twice, you
I mean she caught him off guard. I do not agree with the example that she was trying to
Angela, whatever the bitch name is.
She was trying to prove her point because she thought that he was going to say the opposite of what he said.
And he went with it and crossed his legs.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is, like, she thought that he was going to, like, go opposed to it to prove her point. But when he didn't do that, it was kind of like, whoa.
You know
why he did that?
Because his album dropped yesterday.
I mean,
publicity. I mean, but I truly, like, with me, I don't feel like, okay. It, like you said, we live in a double standard world. If me as a female, if I want to explore and see if I like something and I realize I don't.
You ate pussy before?
Yeah.
Closed on Sunday.
And did.
You're my Chick-fil-A.
No.
Or you got yours.
What I'm saying is, why is it that a man can't explore his sexuality? Hold on, let me finish because I know what y'all thinking.
Let her finish.
All right. I don't understand why it is that a female can explore her sexuality, but a man, he can't explore his sexuality. He want to see if he like this. Okay, if he decide that he want to suck a dick, he don't like it. He realizes it's not for him. He's not gay.
You didn't answer my question from earlier.
What was your question, dude?
Would you be with a man that sucked dick before? Have you ever seen Insecure? Do you watch
Insecure? I was about to say that. Get out of my head.
Yeah. So when
I saw that, I saw the whole scene,
and it fucked with her.
It did.
Yeah, so
okay, personally, like, guys, why do you put me on a spot like that?
Because you deserve it.
This is where you at.
Personally, I would probably question. Like, I would question it. Like, really?
You would question him.
Right? I would question it. I mean, honestly, just being honest, I would definitely question it. But I'm not gonna automatically call somebody gay because you decided you wanted to.
I got a legit question.
What's your question? Okay.
And I need you to answer the most.
I'm always honest.
Have you ever ate vagina?
No.
Have you ever had your vagina ate by a woman? Just be honest.
This gonna make your followers go up.
I understand your mama listening and all that. You know, respect the mama dudes. You know, but you 30.
We gonna get you on here next, mama.
Have you ever got your vagina ate by a woman?
No.
I don't believe
it. I don't either.
Why don't you believe me? Because
the way you laughed took 20 minutes to answer.
It's cool. I feel like what I think is you actually ate vagina before.
Whoa!
That's really what I think. It's all right.
No.
You eating that ass?
No. Again, I am not responsible for what they say.
Yes, you are.
You had your tongue in some ass.
No,
You ever ate a man's ass?
No. Why is it okay? Okay, I have heard men say they have had and enjoyed their salad toss.
Yeah,
so
you got one in front of you.
Okay, but my thing is, why is that not an issue when a man explores his sexuality?
It
is
because a woman's doing it.
He's gay. I love him though. Because
I'm not gay. I love what
you guys are freaking walking contradictions.
Why?
Because
I don't think me or MJ
never would. Nobody said we dislike gay people or LGBTQIALMNOP people.
Yeah, no.
We just joke.
It's funny. They're funny. I hate to say
homosexuality
it.
Is hilarious.
We got friends. We got frat brothers.
So
we got people.
If a guy likes his ass ate by a female.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, we got Come one. On. Just ask him.
But does that make you gay?
No.
Kind of sort.
It's not hard to, like, because, like, all right, let me explain.
Justin,
okay.
You said.
I'll wait. Can I turn the camera on to you?
Yeah, that's
okay. Right.
Justin,
I'm going to turn to Justin so
I
can answer.
No, I didn't. That's nasty.
I mean, like, that's a light-skinned nigga.
Justin, please answer for the people.
So, one, my dick not that big, right? So, dick balls asshole right there. They're not far apart. They're not far apart, little baby.
Oh, my God.
Hey, look. They're not far apart.
Okay, yeah. His dick not that big. Yeah. Okay, that's a start.
So here's my thing. That's like when you they be like, oh, my woman be like, I got a gag reflex. That's good because I want to at least feel big. You know what I mean?
Oh my try god.
Try to get. But no, on some serious shit though. I've had it done a couple times.
Your shot toss.
Yeah, okay. It's not something I would ask to do.
Can you tell us your position? Like, you're
like,
you hold your legs.
No, hell no. Oh, real shit. Like I said, they not far apart.
Do they spread your cheeks?
Do they lick?
No.
Do they lick a gooch?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just go down a little
now
bit.
Now I know about the gooch now.
All right, and how far the gooch from that ass?
I mean, the gooch?
Yeah, you ain't ass.
Yeah, you hit ass, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It's not far. Like, you don't have to get in a specific position. They just go a little low, boom, it's there.
Okay.
And like I said, a couple times it's happened.
I think I'm
my right, but like, the thing is, like, it's not far. And like, it's not something I asked to be done. It happened. I was like, oh, it's cool. It's not something I like, she got to eat my ass for it to, like, for this to work. You know what
so
I mean?
So is that not exploring sexuality?
He didn't ask for it, though.
It was right the whole time.
Wait a minute.
I got raped.
Okay, whoa. I got to put the camera back on me. Wait a minute. You just said that getting your top toss is exploring is sexuality.
I didn't say that.
Well, what my co-host over here said that. They didn't say that. So,
I'm hosting two shows right now.
Yeah.
So why is it an issue that a man, they want to try to see if they like something?
Don't put your finger in my ass.
If they don't like it, that does not make them gay.
They said the G-spot is in the male ass.
I'll never have
I heard that. So it's like, okay, so if he decides he does not like it, he tried it, he explored his sexuality, he wanted to see if he liked it. He doesn't like
it. You know what my thing is about the sucking dick part? Like, I feel like we had a conversation months ago on an episode where we talked about, like, you know, if a woman ever cheated, and the biggest takeaway from that was, I mean, getting fucked is one thing, sucking a nigga dick
it's like a no no.
That shit is just so interpersonal. You know
so,
what I mean? Like,
so
a man sucking dick, a man sucking another dick,
it's in your heart.
That shit is unforgivable.
He wanted to do that.
It's in your heart.
It, like, can you sit right here right now and use a knife and cut yourself?
No.
So that's the same way about men sucking dick. Like, a man can't just get up and suck a dick. Like, you gotta really be.
I'm gonna try.
You gotta really be gay to suck a dick.
But like, why can't a man try what he likes and he say, "Hey, I don't like this. No, it's not for me." So no. Hold on. So do you believe that men can be bisexual?
No,
I don't. I really
no.
Don't.
Why?
I just feel like it's no matter what, they're gonna lean to gay. It's like, no.
But why can't a man like a woman and a man?
No, it's not possible.
It's possible.
It's not possible.
I know men who are bisexual.
No, they're gay.
Tia, would you marry a man that likes men as well?
Would you marry a bisexual man?
I would not marry a bisexual man.
Why not?
Right. You know why? Because you're always in the back of your mind going to think he going to fuck
gonna
a nigga.
He
think he probably suck big
and
man.
I don't
you
want
do.
My man to lean
and,
for a man.
And let me be real with you. I wouldn't marry a bisexual bitch either.
No, I wouldn't either.
Because I, like, and that's just my opinion. Because I wish this bitch would go fuck another bitch behind my, because both y'all beat. Like, on game. Like,
probably, you know, a dick with a 12-inch dildo.
Yeah, because she hit her with that strap. And she come back home to me and then don't feel nothing. I'ma be upset. You know what I mean?
So you think the strap bigger than you?
Always, yeah.
Oh shit.
Always.
I've never seen the strap smaller than goddamn 10 inches.
Yeah.
For real.
Or smaller than this. And
then I pull my 3 out and you look like
So you're smaller than 10 inches.
Hell yeah, the fuck?
You hold on.
Oh, you're wrong, bro.
You said that like,
oh, so
that's it? Oh, your problem.
First and foremost.
Oh, shit. What? 10 inches is amazing. I want you to know that. Like,
10 inches, you need to be doing porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Six inches, you need to do porn.
For real time, I really did think about doing the OnlyFans page till I really looked at my dick. Like, I was like, no.
You know, you can have like a special subscribers, you know?
Yeah, me. That's all. Yeah, me and my woman. Ain't no woman gonna want to look at that shit. but now, serious business.
Somebody
like,
said on the internet, men don't like big dick. Like gay men don't like big dick
because it be turning their
ass. No, but back to what I was talking about.
For real though, it's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
What are you doing?
But now, on some serious shit, like you, I really can't marry somebody bisexual because in my mind, you're so like open that I just feel like I have to watch my back at all times.
So you think she's gonna share you with a woman,
right? Because I feel like a lot of bisexual people, well, women feel like having sex with a woman doesn't count. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When they're in a relationship.
I mean, that cheating is cheating.
That's how I feel.
Because I have a question.
That only eat.
Wait a minute. Do black men cheat?
No. Niggas cheat. NIGGERSNAS.
So wait a minute. Black men don't cheat?
No.
I'm a stand-up
guy. Ever?
Name one.
Ever.
Name a black man that cheated.
Black men don't cheat ever.
Name a black man that cheated.
Okay.
He's a nigga.
Y'all.
If y'all would say I cheated,
woo, y'all, the black men cheat. That's not the question, like
my nigga said,
I'm part white.
Y'all, like marry me, I'm a little drunk.
When the black man cheats on a woman, it's a woman's fault.
What? You know what? Y'all lucky I ain't all the way here. Hold on.
I mean, it's, when a black man cheats, matter of fact, when a man cheats on a woman, well, we can even remove the race.
I want to know, do black men, because that's a whole hashtag.
Like,
black men don't cheat.
It's a movement.
We don't cheat, it's a movement.
You guys are liars.
Name me a time I cheated.
When
you
men
cheated
cheat
last night.
I'm not in a relationship.
When men cheat on women, it takes a whole lot for the man to forgive that woman.
Okay, but why? Okay, I have a question. I know you guys have probably talked about this before. But why is it that when a woman cheats on a man,
somebody gotta die?
Yeah,
it's a completely different consequence
because y'all pussy go in. Like that's the thing I've been trying to explain.
I don't understand. Like,
you let somebody inside you,
but you went inside another woman.
I know, but that's on that bitch.
But I can pull it out.
I can tell you what the difference is, right? I feel like when a nigga go inside my woman, he hitting the bottom of them guts. But when I go into another bitch, like she, like it's like rubbing clits.
That's my fault. I'm just.
Yeah.
Do black. Oh,
shit.
Yeah, I'm drunk. I'm drunk. So I'm sorry with the typos. But do black men cheat?
No,
I want to know.
Black men don't.
No, my followers are going to tell me.
Your
black
followers
men
are women. They ain't going to tell you.
I have men followers.
And they like men. Anybody that follow T, I'm a follow because I support you.
First of all,
any nigga looking for the T gay.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Any nigga that want
hold
the T.
On, hold on. Yeah. I got to defend my followers because, first of all, T.
But,
T
hey, hello,
no,
hold on. We are
you
your
You probably
followers.
Got a lot of niggas on that Kiss My Ass page.
Yeah, what's the
first
joke?
Of all,
hey, what's your IG again?
My Instagram is Kiss My Kits.
With
four S's.
Okay.
My Instagram. No. Don't do my followers like that.
We are your followers.
We're
followers. No. They trying to play my followers. I can't accept that.
We are.
Don't play my followers.
Hey, followers.
My followers are loyal and they're faithful.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, we talk about
and they're
ours.
Not gay.
Okay. I can't wait to go to this page.
Period.
And see who like this.
Period. Nigga.
Period.
Edge up look like Steve Harvey old joint.
I have some followers that will support. support the LGBTQ community.
And that's cool. They need that.
Is there some more? Right. Some more,
I have a lot of LGBTQ BTQ community followers.
Can I say this? We are not against them.
We are.
We are not against 100%. LGBTQ.
We have a lot of them that listen to this podcast. They just think we're funny.
Yeah.
Which is right. I want my LGBTQ followers to know that there's literally nothing against you all. We love you. That's their personality. Don't blame me.
Yeah. Blame you. You asked me. Right?
So, that's them, not me.
Man.
Hold on. First of all, you try to do like the last guest and distance yourself. Once you sit at this table, you 5 o'clock.
Yeah, like.
So you condone everything.
That shot glass yours.
Oh.
Yeah, that's yours.
Let me take
a shot of Hennessy.
I might give you.
And tell them that's 10 apiece too, little bitch.
Yeah. See, my followers are used to me. They ain't used to y'all. Y'all wild.
Yeah. Yeah. I told you.
Yeah. I eat ass. Tell him I do that too. Yeah.
He eats ass, y'all. So follow him. That's daddy right there.
Daddy now. Yeah.
That's daddy in them right there.
And he like his ass ass.
Hey, look, this is why I want y'all to know this podcast is the reason why I can't find them.
Hey,
don't play the show.
I'm going to tell you why you get by.
Say it, GD.
Because you're honest about it.
Right.
As long as you're honest about it, it don't matter.
Right. And the thing is, a lot of people listen to this podcast. One thing they hear is
you got 18 bitches.
Exactly, they hear that,
and you get your ass ate.
Yeah. They about to hear that now because this is the first time it got brought. Well, not like second.
The crazy
time
part is this nigga announced to the world his dick little every episode.
and get a new inbox
bitch every week.
They like it.
Oh my god, I like little penises.
No.
It don't hurt.
No, for real.
Why am I answering my questions right now?
This is for real. Like a girl came to me about Justin before and was like, oh my god, blah blah blah, I can't believe the size it was. I said, did he tell you? Yeah, he told me. Well, he ain't lied to you. Everything he says out his mouth.
So you tell the girls up front what size your dick is?
Yeah, so that way, no, what I do is I tell them it's little, so when they get to mediocre, they think it's bigger than what it is.
Okay, wait. You tell them it's little or you tell them size?
She looked surprised when we said dicks was littler than 10 inches.
Like, yeah, she's like, it's.
First of all, I don't know what kind of Africans you fucking with. Okay?
She from Durham, so yeah. Oh, like, real talk, like, my dick is adequate. You hear me? Adequate.
What's muscle in?
I'm not telling you. Oh, okay.
She trying to see.
Like I said, this is the reason why I can't get it.
I'm live with my followers. You should find out.
I told you I can never find. I'm gonna be single forever because this podcast.
I think all of us gonna be single forever.
Speak for yourself. I'm not gonna be single forever.
Real quick, it doesn't matter. I'm coming back.
Have me once. You gonna have me twice.
Oh, so we gotta have you twice.
I'm coming back. Don't worry.
You condone our shit.
That's gotta be it.
Real quick, one question. You say you're not gonna be single forever. What do you have to offer? Mm. Not saying you don't have nothing to offer. I'm just saying, what do you have to offer?
I'm gonna tell you. Your trachea looks amazing. Okay. Your trachea.
Your throat.
Your throat.
Oh my god.
But no, explain what do you have to offer.
We see all the teeth when you smile, so yeah, your mouth big.
Yeah. Oh. Reason I wanna know is because
not that it's necessary.
Yeah. You have a nice smile. But the thing is, I want to know.
And you got your Keisha braids in.
I want to know what you have to offer.
Justice.
The reason why I ask what you have to offer, because a lot of times it's always about what the man has to offer. And nobody gives a fuck about what the woman has to offer. But a lot of times, y'all don't have shit to offer. Not saying you, but a lot of women don't have shit to offer but pussy and problems.
And another nigga kid.
What about ambition? Another nigga kids. What about goals? What about education?
A lot of them bitches don't have that.
So tell us what you're bringing to the table.
I have education. Okay. I have an undergrad and I have a master's in criminal justice.
Nice.
Okay, you trying to be the police.
That's why she get a t-shirt detective. Yeah. Okay.
Something like that.
But what else you have to offer? Education ain't it, baby.
So you don't want smart women?
I do, but what else you have to offer?
I have a lot. First of all, I'm smart. Mm-hmm. I have ambition.
Okay.
I have money. Goals.
Well, you had me at money.
Right. I'm a gold digger. Like,
I see your goals.
It's so deep. Yeah, but gold and gold.
But like, real shit, because like, a lot of, like I said, a lot of women focus on what a man have to offer, but don't have shit to offer.
Right. And I completely agree. So I feel like you have to be at least 50-50.
You have to be something.
Something.
You have to be something.
You have to bring something.
You can't be not shit and then want a nigga that's amazing and think
right.
It's just going to even you all out.
But yeah. Half the time, it's niggas and ain't shit, so.
What?
I'm just saying.
I'm that nigga. I'm a hot commodity.
Okay, can we hear what you got to bring? Let my followers look at you. Yeah, I'm gonna try to get at daddy and daddy.
For one, I'm light skinned with good hair.
Okay, he's daddy and them. Okay, light skinned with good hair. All right, but they can see you.
I'm educated.
Okay,
funniest nigga on this podcast.
He's single right now too.
Yeah,
I think you're just the most disrespectful nigga.
like caring, honest. Family oriented. I have a lot to offer. Like I really do. Like I'm probably one of the most caring people y'all have ever met. You even though I say fucked up shit. You know what I mean? Because no matter what, I'm always gonna have y'all. No matter what. Well, then one out there for you the other day.
Yeah, it's my first.
Hey, my nigga snuck me Popeyes in the hospital. That's
crazy. Right. Yeah, exactly. Like you know what I'm saying? Like I'm there for everybody. And a lot of people think I'm a fucked up individual, but they get to know me. I'm that nigga. I'm a fucked up individual. I say shit I shouldn't say.
You know what's crazy? I think at one point we were all fucked niggas. But niggas do evolve. Like, niggas definitely evolve. I'm not afraid to say it.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to say it, but I was once a fuck nigga.
Right.
I was. I mean, I was once a fuck nigga. But I'm trying to say, when you find the right person, that shit get diluted out your system real quick.
Somehow we always end up on the right person topic. And every week, me and you looking for the right person, Justin.
That's...
And it's hard to find the right person because it's, like I said, at this age, everybody fucked up. But it's crazy. It's one of those things where we just gonna have to deal with it. Shit crazy. But anyway,
it's 32. 32, man. It's always 5 o'clock.
Is it? What time is it?
Okay, if it's 10 o'clock here,
that
means it's 5 o'clock.
Here comes the fact check.
Nah. All right, so if it's 10 p.m. Eastern Central Time. Eastern
Standard Time.
Yeah, y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about.
All right.
Eastern Pacific, Pacific Ocean Time. it's realistically probably... 5 o'clock in Cali, 3 hours away.
Fuck is Hawaii.
What's to the west of Cali?
Hawaii, then in Japan.
So it's probably 5 o'clock in Japan.
I feel like it's Hawaii,
but man. You know it goes into the next day in Japan.
Yeah, fuck Japan. But what's his name? King Jong.
That's not Korea.
Yeah, it's North Korea.
They all look alike. Hey, oh my God, I can't. Dude, yeah, you look at the facts, dude. Anybody listen to us in China or Japan?
Actually, we did have a couple of viewers or listeners in Okinawa.
Okay,
somebody, we do.
Yeah,
that's so, the crazy part.
I don't know which Chinese bitch over there listening to it, but I appreciate you. Yeah, big facts.
Anyway,
5 o'clock is definitely not 5 o'clock there.
I think it's
it 5 o'clock
at?
I feel like it's Hawaii, bro.
I feel like it. I can't.
I just feel like I'm the only one without a 5 o'clock t-shirt too.
Yeah, fact. And
it's 4 o'clock.
Can't end the episode without sending love to my nigga D Black.
Rest in peace.
He'll be working like that nigga working like shit in Germany.
Bro, he just posted a picture of. A video of him doing 140 miles an hour on the highway.
I think that was 140 like
kilometers.
Yeah, so which is like 20 miles an hour over here. So that shit don't mean shit.
Yeah, I mean,
nah, but
like I said, we miss you, bro. It's shit ain't the same without you.
This moderator job is a lot harder than people give you credit for.
Thing is, y'all looking like.
Yeah. Now, but thank each and every Like, we have loyal listeners. I at least know every week we're going to have a certain amount of listeners. And we're ignorant as a motherfucker up here, but we really put a lot of time and effort. We're constantly, it'd be 2 o'clock in the morning. And niggas is having whole conversations about plans. And we do have some great things. We do have some great things coming through the pipeline. I feel like we're about to build a great brand with
Tea with Tia.
Tea with Tia and Kiss My Ass sneakers and all that. Y'all go follow her, man. Real shit.
Hey, look, the funny thing is, I told her what to expect on here, and she still couldn't. Like, you can't gauge what we can do. She bent. She bent.
Man. And she eat ass, so follow.
Tia, you got anything to say? We about to close it up.
It's we've been for almost over an hour.
You lit, but you really cool.
You got anything? Talk to our followers.
Follow me on Tea with Tia. It's very interesting. We have a good time. Follow Always at Papa Talk, of course. And, you know,
Tia. We really thank you. Like, we really do. Like,
thanks for coming.
I feel like I missed so much.
You didn't miss a lot. You're very interactive, and that's what gets me with a lot of our guests. You know, we invite a lot of guests up here, and you know, once you can see the level of intensity that we can get to.
Right.
Like, we definitely go far left a lot of times, and I think it scares people. It really does. It intimidates people,
especially if they heard an episode before.
We say stuff that they wouldn't say. Right. And then they don't want to be here when we say it.
But we say the stuff that people wouldn't say.
You say what people
want to
are thinking.
Right.
Well, also, I host a power party group. So if you like power, join power party.
We send in Justin.
I'm actually in your power party group.
You are? We are lit tonight, and midnight is going down. We talking about the episode, y'all. Like,
you know, I'm like the funniest nigga that... I think I got a master's in power. Like, it's crazy.
You got
crazy.
A master's in power?
Yeah, right, real shit.
I know everything there is about power. Like,
I
everything.
Do, too. Like, people beg to hear my opinion on power.
Okay, so we're going to
have to... So somebody told me the best scene Keisha had was when she died.
It was.
That
was the best scene she had.
How do you not die right?
Hell I am.
All you gotta do is shoot.
Hey, look, is it me or they've been blowing brains out?
She cried and everything. Like, she
like Kill Bill.
Yeah. The brain's been flying this season. Because when Grimace died, his brains hit the ceiling.
Right.
Hey, find my nigga Carmelo Anthony a fucking job, man. This shit ain't right. This shit ain't
Who you gonna play with?
My bro, Gilchrist, like
he's still playing.
He's still in the fucking league.
KCP is still in the league.
He averaged 0.5 points right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know Melo can make a layup.
I don't know.
He might.
If his bitch can't die right, I don't know if he can make a layup.
She died right. I'm doing her like that.
Well, his son, nice in basketball though.
Yeah, he ain't better.
His son looks like his face.
LeBron older son is
Bronny. Yeah,
he's gonna be a
him and Wade kid on the same team.
Yeah,
they're gonna
be a fucking problem. I think that's what LeBron is going to wait on to retire. Yeah. Whatever team LeBron is on, when this nigga get to the league, that team.
I think they'll play against each other.
I think they will play together.
He'll his contract is so when his son gets drafted. So when his son get drafted, he can go anywhere. I'll sign for the league.
He's going to play with his son. I think that's his like.
That little boy good too.
Yeah, y'all seen LeBron here fall out.
Yeah, LeBron here fell out. Yeah.
And the man says, fix your wig piece.
I feel like he was saying, fix your head.
No.
His hair, and I watched it
he got
his
a
hair did not cat. Fall out.
His hair fucked up.
LeBron, my dog, and he's my favorite player in the NBA, but he got a whole cowlick. Like,
hey, chill out.
Well, I want to talk chill about out. April no. and Lil Fizz. I want to get to that.
Yeah, we not.
April and Lil Fizz, I want to get
we'll
to that.
We'll talk about that on the next episode.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
If you want to come back.
Till then.
I'll cut it back because I want to talk about that.
I got you.
Chizzy, okay. Take us out.
Till then. Hey, look. I'm better than Pastor Wood. Did you say that last
year? I'm better than Pastor Wood.
I'm better than Justin and Pastor Wood.
Good night.